With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Melissa set to pummel Jamaica as a catastrophic Category 5 storm today. National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
This is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening situation for the island of Jamaica as that eyewall brings those major hurricane Category 5 force winds.
And the storm is expected to wreak havoc all over the island. The Senate has voted for the 13th time on a House-passed continuing resolution aimed at funding the government through November 21st. Yet, once again, they fell short of the 60 votes that would have been needed to advance the bill. Vice President J.D. Vance convened a lunch meeting with Senate Republicans afterward to reevaluate various options, including targeted provisions for critical programs such as SNAP and federal pay. Two different bills are trying to ease the pain for many of those involved in the shutdown. A lot of those federal workers not getting paid at all, but Democrats are rejecting those, just as they are the other bills that are aimed at getting the government back up and running. An online retailing giant is slashing a lot of jobs of its own.
Amazon is cutting roughly 14,000 corporate positions as it spends more on artificial intelligence. An Amazon spokesman says it's a matter of reducing bureaucracy, removing layers, and shifting resources to ensure we're investing in our biggest bets and what matters most to our customers' current and future needs. Amazon has committed about $10 billion apiece to AI-related data center projects in Mississippi, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina. Rich Thomason reporting.
More implications of the ongoing government shutdown. The federal government entering day 28 of that partial shutdown following its start on October 1st. It makes it the second longest shutdown in U.S. history. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Transgenderism could be a big factor in deciding Virginia's looming gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Republican Winsome Earl Sears wants to keep transgenderism out of the public schools, while her Democrat rival Abigail Spanberger has largely avoided the subject altogether. The winner of the governor's race will likely have a lot of say about the regulations covering trans youth in Virginia schools. This is SRN News. No respite for Israel's prime minister from his various legal battles. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in court to continue his testimony in his ongoing trial. He's the first sitting Israeli leader to take the stand as a criminal defendant. Netanyahu's answering during his court appearances to charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. I'm Charles de la Desma.
It has been a mixed session so far on Wall Street after big gains yesterday. The Dow is continuing that trend, at least in early trading. Right now it's up 183 points to 47,728. The S&P 500 struggling, but just a bit. Right now it's down by 1 point at 6,874. The NASDAQ up just about 65 points, 23,700. You'll find more on all these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.